This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head to BetRivers.com, sign up for an account, and get in on the action today. Using their code 250MATCH, you get a 100% deposit match up to your first $250 on your first deposit. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and as you can see, no Taylor Wilson hanging out with us today. It is a midweek slate. We're coming at you on a Monday right now, Tuesday by the time you're listening to this. But Taylor had some travel in his schedule, could not make it for the midweek. But he promises to be back on Thursday for our weekend show. Now let's get right into it with the games, though, here. Because the first one that we've got up, and by the way, guys, fantastic, fantastic weekend slate for both Taylor and myself. I went 7-4, went 6-1. On the opening slate on Saturday, obviously gave a little bit back on the rest of the weekend, but Taylor and I will get into that when he's back, because we have some showboating and some celebrating and pats on the back to give around. But right now we'll get into our first game on the slate for this midweek matchup. Toronto, they are going to be taking on the Columbus Crew here. Toronto plus 155 at home. Columbus, the ever so slightest of road favorites in this contest at plus 150, and the draw plus 260 here. Guys, Toronto is bad. They're coming off a big win over Atlanta, a team that Columbus also bested 2-1 in recent weeks. And Columbus does feel very lost. They lack an identity right now, and they definitely miss Giassi Zardes' goal-scoring ability when he was in his prime. I don't think Toronto's winning two in a row, though. But I don't think Columbus gets this done on the road. And I'm also not confident this game's going to have a lot of goals. The under could be a big play here. Despite Toronto's league worst home XGA, Columbus is still a bottom half of the team in this league when it comes to road XG. But I'm going to play a rare draw here. I'm going to stay away from that under because that Toronto defense can be a little porous. The under is juicy at 2.5 plus 105. Might lean to it, but my play here is going to be a rare money line draw at plus 260. I don't think either of these teams has what it takes to get it done in this contest, and I think that they are going to play this out and each split a point. So we're going to take plus 260 here and see what happens between these two very mediocre franchises right now. And normally I'd be kicking it over to Taylor, but instead we're going to move on to our second game on the schedule. Much, much juicier. We've got FC Cincinnati going up against NYCFC. And man, we did not think this would be a juicy matchup when we got this season started. But FCC has been proving to be not maybe a great team, not an elite team for sure, but they've been pretty dang good. They've been a surprising team that could make the playoffs, and not a lot of people thought that was going to happen. They're plus 250 as home dogs in this spot, understandably, to the reigning champs in NYC at minus 107 on the road here. The draw at plus 280. But guys, New York does not look like they have that spark under them, under interim manager Nick Cushing, that they showed under Ronnie Delia. Castellanos finally broke out of his scoring slump against Philly, albeit on a penalty kick. And he's not long for the team anyways, which worries me for their performance down the stretch. But it was a demoralizing 2-1 loss to Philly in their last one out over the weekend. So I'm going to take the home dog here on Cincinnati at plus 250 to win outright in this spot. We probably don't get there, but you can only be so wrong at plus 250. You're getting 2.5-1. And I'm going to take the risk and say New York doesn't bounce back strong after that heartbreaking loss to Philly here. I think Cincinnati has what it takes to hang with this team in its current form. New York is not playing like the team that we saw them playing as earlier in this season, and I think that's going to continue to show here. You have to take advantage of a price like this on a Cincinnati team that I think could genuinely win this game. And some of these upsets have to happen. It's Major League Soccer. It's all about trying to pick them out. So we're going to take a home dog here and move on to the Philadelphia Union's next game, which is against the Chicago Fire. They're going to head on the road here. The Fire are going to be plus 138 as home favorites. Union plus 195, practically 2-1 as road dogs in this spot, in the draw plus 230. The Union are at the top of the Eastern Conference right now. This line very much surprises me here. Philly looked back after that win over NYCFC. They've had that massive string of draws, but they finally got it out of their system. And yes, I just got done saying that New York looks lackluster right now, but Philly needed that W in a big way. They now head to Chicago in the midweek to play a hapless Fire team. Shout out, by the way, to Houston for getting us a win there on the weekend. Philly's back atop the East, as I said, and while they might not stay there for the rest of the season, I can't believe you can get them at 2-1 here as a road dog. One of my favorite plays of the week, Philly on the road at 2-1 versus Chicago here. Fade that Chicago Fire team all you want to. Moving on down the slate, we got the Seattle Sounders going up against Montreal, the artist formerly known as the Impact. And I'm going to make that joke as many times as I can, guys. But Seattle is minus 110 at home in this spot. Montreal plus 280 and the draw plus 260 here. Montreal's been good. They're quietly ninth in the league on the road, but their three road wins are over Charlotte, New York Red Bulls, who haven't played that strongly at home, and FC Cincinnati, who, yes, good, but not great team. They play a lot stronger at home. And again, this is another team here in Montreal that strikes me as one of those good, not great squads. So I'm going to fade them here and go with Seattle at minus 110 because the Sounders have shot back up the standings. They're unbeaten, four wins and one draw in their last five home games, and they still don't have Rui Diaz. When they get him back, they're going to be an even bigger force, and they are not happy with the headlines LAFC is getting right now. Keith Costigan reported they're a little miffed with everyone talking about the Gareth Bale signing, saying, hey, we belong up there in the conversation for the best team in the Western Conference, which, quite frankly, maybe they don't want to be. Let LA get that number one seed because, as things have proven in MLS over the last couple of years, being the one seed does not help you come playoff times. I think that they get the win here as they move up the standings. And I'm going to throw in a bonus. Four of Seattle's last five home games have gone over, and Seattle scored at least two in all but one of them. So I'm leaning to either a straight over 2.5 minus 130 play, or you can get Seattle's team total of over a goal and a half at minus 115. If you don't want to rely on Montreal to get you a goal, which frankly, I think that you can play that pretty safely. I like the minus 130 just straight up over here. But if you just want to go with Seattle, they're going to get two in this game, in my humble opinion, even for a midweek affair. I like this game going over, not parlaying these two together, though. This is strictly a playing both as single plays here. Don't want to go with the parlay, even though I think if you want to get aggressive, you probably could. I'm just telling you that's not what I'm going to be doing. The next game up is the LA Galaxy versus Minnesota United in a battle of two of the most frustratingly inconsistent teams in the league. LA is minus 132 at home here. Minnesota plus 320 on the road and the draw plus 290. Ladies and gentlemen, again, maddeningly inconsistent here have been the Galaxy. In their last four games, they have a 4-1 win over Austin, a 3-0 loss to Houston, and 2-1-1 draws, including a draw on the road with this Minnesota team. But Minnesota's been consistently bad on the road with four losses and five tries and only one win ever over the Galaxy historically. But there is some hope because these teams combined for eight overs in the last 10 games. So I'm going to recommend the over 2.5. Unfortunately, that 2.5 is at minus 175. So we're going to get creative here with a little bit of a parlay on this next game that is the New York Red Bulls versus Atlanta United. And in that one, we have minus 143 on the Red Bulls. Atlanta plus 360 is the road dog and the draw plus 290 here. But the over of 2.5 is at minus 129. And if you parlay the two of those together, the over in the LA game and the over in this game, you get a plus 181 two-teamer, which I don't think is that bad. There's some good value there, and we're not getting too greedy. There's another play that I'm going to throw in is maybe a potential round-robin play. If you want to do a three-team parlay, you can. But that game is going to be the LAFC versus Dallas game because it's another minus 175 over between two very offensive teams. LA in this one, they are, as I scroll back up here and try to find them for a second, boom, they are minus 141 at home. The Dallas road dog at plus 335 and the draw at plus 300, 3-1 even. But if you combine all three of these overs, you're getting two minus 175, 2.5, and a minus 130, 2.5. You can play them out as a parlay and you're getting plus 344 on that, or you can go into a round robin here and hope that you can cash all three of them potentially for a $30 investment, $10 on each parlay, get $81 in payout. That's a pretty good run. I think at least two of the three of these are going to cash, but anytime you're going over two teams in MLS in a parlay, you're just opening up so much risk with the variance that we see in this league. So I'm going to recommend this as a round robin instead of a parlay here between these three contests. I also think that if you want to take the FC Dallas at plus 335 here, I wouldn't be mad at you. I'm going to stick to the over and either craft a round robin or do a two teamer with either the Galaxy or New York Red Bull over. Like, if you want to just pick two out of those three and stick with them, you can do that as well. But honestly, there's value on FC Dallas here. As good as LAFC is, plus 335 on another top team in this league, even on the road when Dallas is more of a home squad, is not that bad. But let's move on here to the next game. We've got the Portland Timbers going up against the Houston Dynamo, and minus 117 are the Timbers at home. The Dynamo 3-1 road dogs, and plus 260 is the draw price here. And guys, I want to give you a play on every single game in this midweek, but I'm doing this myself here this week, and I've got to have at least one pass in here. Houston can tackle bad teams at home, but I don't trust them on the road, and I don't trust Portland in general right now. I don't think they're particularly good. This is the one game I'm going to sit out as my pass of the week, and I hope you guys will cut me some slack for that. If you wanted a lean, the Timbers are always a tough out at home, but it's just, if you give me a second to pull up the stats here, I can't trust them at all this year, because you look at their home form, and I have to scroll all the way down here. They're 19th in the league at home. They've got two wins in their last five, but they've also got two losses and a draw. And they beat the Colorado Rapids in their last one out, but this just isn't a team that I'm really interested in going after. They uncorked seven goals against Sporting Kansas City, but that's proven to be a mirage, because SKC also a bad team. I just want nothing to do with this game. So I'm going to pass on that. And we're going to go on down to our final game of the midweek slate here. Charlotte versus Austin. Charlotte plus 112, Austin plus 235, and the draw plus 240. We absolutely love Austin on the road because of the prices that we've been able to get on them. They've been very kind to us. And then another plus 235 road option here. I want to take them. But Charlotte's been the league's fourth best home side this season, believe it or not. Six wins, only two losses, and a plus 6 goal differential at home. Now, that being said, you have to break down that a little bit more, because they've got the league's second worst expected goals allowed at home, and that home schedule has been incredibly soft. Austin has road wins over LAFC, Houston, and Montreal in their last five, and only losses to the Galaxy and RSL, to one team that is very good and one team that has been inconsistently good here. They can hang with better teams than Charlotte on the road, and I'm going to have to go with that plus 235 number here, because if I pull up the Charlotte home stats for you, let's take a look at this here, because we've got a little bit of time, you know. We've got just a tiny bit of time, because turns out with only one person, the show goes a lot faster here. And as I finish vamping there, you look at this, you see a lot of green, a lot of wins for the Charlotte home record. One of them's over New York Red Bulls in their most recent home outing. That's a pretty good win. New York, again, a great, not elite team for me. But then they've also got a win over the Vancouver Whitecaps, Inter Miami, and that was early in May before Miami's kind of turned this corner. Atlanta, a team that's been just up and down and ravaged by injuries. FC Cincinnati, okay, that's a decent one. And the New England Revolution all the way back in March, when the Revolution were just hot cross buns, if you know what I'm talking about there. They were not a good team. It's been a very soft home schedule here for Charlotte. So I'm going to continue to ride this Austin money train that we've seen. As long as they're going to keep giving us these 2-1, 3-1 Austin road prices, I'm just going to have to keep taking them. So let's recap everything here. We've got my favorite play of the week. That is going to be this Philadelphia Union 2-1 road play. That's going to be my favorite. If you want to go with a parlay here, if you want to make a three-teamer, you can go with the Red Bulls and both LA overs, or you can break them up into a round robin, go with just two of them. You can take one of those as well. But again, I am most hammering this Philadelphia Union 2-1 on the midweek slate. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at TV at Work. Thank you so much for watching and listening here. I apologize, Taylor wasn't here. He apologizes. He will be back for our Thursday weekend breakdown for the rest of the slate for the weekend. but it has been an absolute pleasure. Don't forget, head on over to betrivers.com. If you don't already have an account, sign up today. Use the code 250MATCH, and they will match up to your first $250 that you put down in a deposit. And you can follow them on Twitter at BetRivers. Follow their podcast network at BRN Podcasts. And once again, I am TV at work, and you can catch Taylor at ATLT. Will, guys, let's cash some midweek tickets, and we will see you guys in the weekend.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.